America weekend.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about fitness misconceptions.
How much do you need to work out? The American College of Sports Medicine says 30 minutes of moderate activity most days of the week is enough to maintain weight and fitness levels, but to lose weight or improve in a sport, you'll have to work harder. Is weight training necessary? I don't want to get big. Many women fear they'll get massive muscles if they lift heavy. Women don't produce enough testosterone, and it takes a great deal of intensity to bodybuild. Lifting light weights for 50 or more repetitions will only cause repetitive joint problems. Is stretching really needed? Yes. Stretching prevents injuries, improves circulation and posture, and provides relaxation and stress relief. What about spot reduction? No. Weight loss occurs uniformly all over the body, but you can change your appearance by building up smaller areas to balance out genetically larger ones for better symmetry and, of course, tighten up all over. You do 500 sit-ups a day, but you still don't have flat abs. You can crunch until the cows come home, but if you aren't eating properly, you'll never see that six-pack. Also, train all angles of your core. I'm ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Well, it's almost that time of year to put on the old feed bag and go to the ballpark. And isn't this ironic that we're doing this right after Fit in a Minute? Well, you can go to the ballpark and in some cases you can eat healthy. Actually, it's a good thing. I normally go, quite often, to Citi Field in New York to go watch the New York Mets. And I can now buy an orange, I can buy a banana, I can buy a salad. I've bought bananas and oranges several times at Citi Field. But I can also go off the deep end and buy some pretty unhealthy things to eat as well. And now the Arizona Diamondbacks, they may have won the prize for this year's most interesting and perhaps unhealthy little snack. And it's not a snack. The Arizona Diamondbacks will try to top the success of last year's 18-inch bacon and cheese stuffed corn dog by offering a dessert. Team president and CEO Derek Hall told ESPN.com that the team's star concession item this year will be a churro dog that comes with a calorie count of, get this, 1,117. The churro dog is a warm cinnamon churro sitting inside a Long John chocolate glazed donut, which is then topped with frozen yogurt, caramel, and chocolate sauces. Let that sink in for a moment. Okay, see what I mean? We've found that desserts work really well in the heat we have here, Hall said. That sounds kind of disgusting if you're going to be eating that thing in 165 degree temperature. Oh, but there's no humidity, so it's okay. 165 degree temperatures in Phoenix in August, even though they can close the roof there at Chase Field and put on the air conditioning if they choose to. So team chef Michael Snoke got together a focus group of eaters and tested out his churro dog idea, and it was immediately loved. I would imagine the eaters that he assembled for this focus group perhaps weren't vegetarians, perhaps weren't under 190 pounds. I think the focus group was chosen quite carefully. The item, which will be available at two stands on the main concourse at Chase Field, will cost $8.50, which is very reasonable for ballpark food. That banana I told you about at Citi Field, I think I spent $3 for that one banana. Hall said the choice to use frozen yogurt wasn't to make fans feel less guilty about eating the churro dog. Can you even see the frozen yogurt in all of this? I don't know. Chef Snoke thought it tasted better than ice cream, Hall said. But I wonder if he's a Michelin-trained chef. I'll have to ask Joanna Pruce about that. Plus, using frozen yogurt is easier to execute on the spot at the game. Why? Why is frozen yogurt so much easier to handle than ice cream? Last year's specialty, the D-Bat dog, a huge corn dog that came with a side of fries, cost, get this, $25. $25 for a corn dog. Despite the price, the team sold 9,517 of them last year. Amazing how they keep such precise numbers of these things. The team will offer the item again this year, the team said. Sweet items haven't gotten as much attention as the savory items offered at ballparks in recent years, although the Chicago White Sox did manage to get some significant buzz last year for unveiling a 12-scoop banana split and a full-size batting helmet for $17. Seventh inning stretch? More like a seventh inning angioplasty. And how responsible is this? You get a lot of retirees, and I know we're all responsible for our own actions, and we can eat what we want when we want, blah, blah, blah. I understand that. Ballpark food is the biggest ripoff going. When I take my son to a New York Knicks game, I took my son to Madison Square Garden earlier this season, and we try to eat healthy while we're there. We bought two chicken wraps, chicken salad, some lettuce and a wrap, a little side order of coleslaw, and two sodas, $42. Really? So when you go to the ballpark, use your brain, use your head, and eat wisely. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. One of America's largest states, California, has a new environmental issue to contend with as the state's water supply, with its 39 million residents, falls to a trickle. San Diego, on the border with Mexico, has built the state's first desalination plant, which takes seawater from the Pacific Ocean, removes the salt, and uses the water for irrigation and general consumer use. At issue is the 300 million gallons of seawater pulled from the Pacific daily, which often contain fish and massive volumes of sea life trapped in the plant's intake valves. The plan is now to establish a restoration project to replace or regrow marine life. The downside might be that the issue at hand gets overlooked by the state, more interested in plentiful drinking water. Like many of today's issues, finding the right balance seems to be half the battle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jim is a photographer who travels all over the world. His equipment is insured as well as his car. Last year, while in Canada, his whole car was stolen. Even though it was in another country, his insurance replaced the entire car. But just recently, Jim drove to Mexico where a tree fell on his car during a storm. Although his premiums are all paid up, his insurance company refused to repair any of the damage. Why? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
So why won't the insurance company fix Jim's car? No existing American policies are valid in Mexico. Other countries, yes, but not Mexico. And that's the final verdict.